Well, it started over again, so get a personalized reading.
Broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Well, that was weird. I don't know why the show started over again. This is Pat 58, and I was right in the middle of a commercial for Keen. So if you'd like to get a free reading or with me tonight on the show, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If you want a personalized reading, you can call Keen and choose any advisor you wish. The number is 1-800-ASK-KEEN. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 048-192-06. You can also download the Keen app as Keen has gone mobile onto any smartphone and get a free reading on the go, or get a reading, not a free reading, a reading. You can pay for a reading on the go. If you're a new customer, they have certain promotions. So I invite you to ask your friends to join the Keen platform. If you invite your friends to join the Keen platform and your friends mention you, you're eligible to get Keen dollars. And you can use those towards your next reading. You can also receive an offer via text by texting the word Keen to 40506. If you want a two-question free reading tonight on the show, you can call me at 657-383-0802. So again, I'm hoping you all had a fabulous weekend. I'm grateful it's Monday. We're almost at the end of Monday, and here we are tonight. I'm hoping that all of you had a nice Father's Day yesterday. For all you dads out there listening, I am excited to be on the show tonight. We've been doing a series about the five love languages, and we were supposed to be talking about physical touch, that love language. I will get back to that series tomorrow, or I'm sorry, next week, not tomorrow. Next week, I've had some other things to take care of, so I just thought I'd be of service tonight and give you all a quick free reading instead of going over that. So I'll get back to that next week about the five love languages. If you haven't downloaded the book, you can find it online, The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman, and read the chapter on physical touch. You can read, you can do the book a chapter at a time, and that's usually how most books are read. But what I'm trying to say is that you don't miss out if you haven't read all the book. You can read the chapter on physical touch, and we'll be talking about that next week. The five love languages are different ways to love your partner or love somebody or love that partner that's coming. I know I get that question a lot. So it's a way to enhance relationships, not to fix relationships. It's an excellent book. I've read it a few times, and it's called The Five Love Languages, and I'm excited about doing a series about it on Keen. So with that, we're going to get to free readings tonight. And I'm so excited because the switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree, and I'm embarrassed about how the show started over again. And please forgive me. I don't know. That was some technical difficulty. So let's get started. I'm clicking now. There's been people in line for quite some time. So here we go. I'm clicking right now. Hi, my name's Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
It's Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. How can I help you?
Hi. I want to know if you see me getting a job this month.
Okay, sure. So where are you calling from, Dejan?
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome. Okay, let me see. So I'm going to ask first if you get a job, and then I'll do it when, okay? So let me see.
Okay.
So just think about getting a job.
Okay.
Okay. Feels like you've been talking to lots of people. You will get a job, okay? You'll like the job, it looks like. You're going to be very determined in this job that you get, and you're going to be very satisfied. Okay?
Okay.
So let me see when. It feels like you could, I'm going to give you two time frames. It's either within 6 days or within a month.
Okay.
Okay, and it looks like it's different, a different type of work than what you're used to doing.
Okay.
All right, hon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, hon. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
All right, time for our next caller. Here we go. Thank you, Dejan. Thank you, Texas. We are live on the air. Your name, please.
Hi there. My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. Hope you had a nice Father's Day also.
Thank you. That's sweet of you to say that. It was okay. Thank you. So how can I help you?
I am taking an exam on July 20th. It's a Saturday. I just scheduled it. And I want to see if I'm going to pass or if I'm going to have to take it over. I'm hoping, my goal, of course, is to pass.
Okay. So let me see if you pass it the first time.
Yes. I'm studying like a fiend. It's a tough test.
You might have to take it more than once because I get a no.
You got a
no. I mean,
no.
You can change that, okay?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So you can change that. You're going to, the cards are saying right now, so you're going to have to take it more than once. But you can change that.
We do have to take it twice. We have to pass it the first time. They do it a different way. You can't move forward until you pass the first one. So you do have to take two tests. You do. That's the only way you can get your license.
Okay, so let me see. I'm just going
to
ask quickly, do you end up getting your license?
Okay.
It says it's something you really want.
Yeah, it'll help me excel in my job.
Yeah, you do end up getting your license. You're going to be very happy.
Okay. Yeah, there's two tests involved. You got to take one before you can take the final. It's weird. That's just the way they do it because too many people are flunking.
That makes sense, though. It's just called accountability.
You're right. I totally agree with you. So you do see me, you see happiness around it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Keep in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right, love. Take care. Well, that was great. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, time for the next caller. Here we go.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, your name?
My name's Amy, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Amy. How can I help you tonight? I have time for two quick questions.
Okay, so I have a real estate issue that has gone to court, and I'm just wondering how you see that unfolding.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to answer any legal questions or anything around legality. So I can ask how you're going to feel about the outcome. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, let me see.
Thank you.
So how will she feel about the outcome of this real estate issue? How can I? I don't want to. I mean, I want to say. I mean, it's been very arduous and hard. What you've been going through. I feel like you're going to be grateful it's over, and you're going to feel very aware, and you're going to feel, you know, like the truth came out.
Mm-hmm. Will there be any monetary gains?
Let me see. The cards say yes. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay.
You have to be strong, Amy, and you have to keep going at this.
Yeah, it has been arduous for sure. So,
yep,
well, thank you so much for your time, Pat.
Well, you're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome, and thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, that's all we have time for tonight. I just want to say thank you for joining us. It's been a great episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I will be back next Wednesday for another episode. I will be logging on Keen shortly to give private readings. Please arrange a call if you'd like to talk to me privately. I am generally on Keen every day at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not available, please send me an email. Also, I am very generous with my free minutes. I run a daily special where if you call me for 25 paid minutes, I send you 5 free minutes for your next reading. So, again, thank you for joining us for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I appreciate you all allowing me to be of service. I will be back next week. Have a great night.